Oh, we got an open.
Montemayor, welcome to the web. This is Monto Online now. No, it's not porn, maybe King of Queens. Just don't touch that dial. Sports news memes, yeah, he's on a roll. This is Monto Online now. DJ and Ham, join Pool George. Just don't touch that dial.
Got our top vocalist on the open there.
A songbird of a generation.
Prayers for EA.
Yeah, prayers up.
He's going to be fine.
We're open. Well, I got a couple of things to talk about here in Monto Online. I'll start with one that hit me like a ton of bricks when I saw it online the other day. And Mino, this is something you'll never have to worry about. Ham, you either. But Sean and Lando, maybe you're with me. I saw someone point this out, and I think it's absolutely true. Whenever a heavier set person, whether it's someone just with a little bit of a gut or someone with more of a gut like myself, anytime we are in a bad situation, say we fall down or, you know, something abrupt happens, the first thing that we do is adjust our shirt to make sure that the old stomach is not hanging out. And I never had really thought about that, but that is absolutely my move every single time. And now it, you know, to preview rent-free, that's kind of what I'm going to be thinking about the next time I have to think about that, because now I'm always messing with the bottom of my shirt just to make sure that the old tire's not sticking out.
Yeah, okay. And it's a thought.
Again,
love handles, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to raise your arms too much if you're wearing a shirt that's a little more snug than normal.
Right.
Is it like a tick, almost? Like if you stumble or you fall backwards, it's like in the batter's box how Garcia Parra would do his thing and everything. Like, is that is it like an idiosyncrasy of you adjust your shirt the same way every time?
I don't know. It's more of like a safety mechanism. Like, we know we're fat, but we don't want other people to know that we're fat.
Yeah. And that's what's weird. Is
you're
that
not
we
fat.
Think that
how
shirt,
is that safety?
We think the we're shirt helping is others. Hiding it.
We don't want to injure others by looking at our tummy tums.
No.
Lando, you're fat, pH fat, like Lil' Kim.
I have a gut, for sure.
Please mark that.
All right.
As a fellow gut
just
haver,
don't be fat.
Lando.
Okay, Mino.
Stop being all fat.
Were you ever a swim with your shirt on kid?
As a kid, yes. But I wasn't fat as a kid. It's just that my parents didn't want me to get sunburned. And I guess they didn't believe in sunscreen. So I had to wear a shirt.
Did you have like the rash guard that has like the sleeves too? Because I think as a parent, that's a pretty good move, especially if you're going to the beach with your kids and you know they're going to be out there all day. And the last thing they want to do is just reapply sunscreen. Mm. So the rash guard is actually
the rash guard. Is that a?
It's just like a long sleeve like water shirt.
I see. Yeah, I didn't know what that was either. I just looked it up.
It kind of
cool
looks like
though.
The shirt Roy Williams would wear under his jersey.
Not as baggy.
Okay,
not as baggy.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I'd never seen that either. Well, just something to think about. The next time you see a fat guy take a tumble, you just look for him to adjust his shirt when he gets up.
And even if you're not a fat guy and you're an adult and you fall down, I don't know what age threshold it is, but it is absolutely jarring to fall as a man.
And it's
we have live audio.
There's video.
And let
of
me tell you,
you've
seen me fall before in studio, and it's even if it hurts, it's not about the physical pain.
Well, and in front of a bunch of minor leaguers on the backfield at spring training this year,
you
fell forward.
I was trying to be an athlete, but I failed at that.
You tried,
so I didn't catch the baseball.
You didn't want Justin Foster to think less of you.
Some 29-year-old minor leaguer's like, "Here, little buddy, you want the baseball?"
You
feel like I don't deserve
still
it. I still
this?
Have it.
Oh, you do?
I still have the baseball in my backpack.
Awesome.
I feel like here it is right here.
Play catch with little Dirk.
He'll chew it up. Little Dirk dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like even I'll adjust my shirt, like not to have the belly sticking out, but if it's, you know, if I move weird or something, I'm adjusting.
But see, if I had
your pants,
belly,
we all adjust the pants.
I would be walking around like Zeke, like, oh, you see this thing? Looks pretty good. I wouldn't be adjusting my shirt like
It's all about the surprise. You gotta keep it a mystery.
You're just wearing mesh all the time.
Okay,
check
so
out these bad boys.
I put something in Slack for you guys to watch because this is basketball related, since we want to try to stay on the Monto on the Maps theme. And it's a compilation of an AAU team that hit the internet last week. Now, you probably have never heard of this team before, but they go by Gremlins University.
Okay.
And essentially, you can watch this video. It's like a minute and a half compilation of them at a tournament. They are just full-on trolls when they play their games. So the first clip you'll see is a kid, a white kid, with long dreads.
Yeah.
Right before he wants
like
to take a three, he just humps the ball like 10 times, and then he shoots the three. And okay. the whole thing they're worried about is just showing up the other team, having a good time, trolling, having fun. You'll see another clip where a kid goes and like dunks it, grabs a spectator's phone, runs down the court taking photos of himself, and then comes back down on the other end and hands the phone back. And
I will say this, though. They're making buckets.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're probably, what, 15 years old or so?
They look, yeah, to be like
middle school,
maybe,
freshman,
early
high school.
Yeah. And it's hard to say how good they actually are because I've been trying to find like a – I thought surely we'd get a big article about them in Yahoo Sports or something, but yeah, they're just an AAU team that, you know, is trying to sell you merch because they have kind of cool uniforms too.
They use look like the Raptors,
the old
throwback
ones.
Raptors, purple.
Yeah,
the white guy with the dreads is my favorite.
Well, their
he's
head
just
coach
always dancing.
The head coach is dressed up like a pimp.
The head coach has like half pimp, half pirate garb on, and he's like fake writing stuff down during the game. But I just wonder, you know, if you're like someone that's really devoted to basketball, you're trying everything you can to get your kid to Duke, or you know, just make sure that the NBA is in their future, and you go up against this team, how you feel about it? Because the reaction to them has been pretty split. Some are like, look, these are kids, they're having fun, they're not too worried about what the old grown-ups think about them. And then other people are obviously pretty upset, like, why would you let your kids do this? D1 coaches will never care about them because they just care about doing bits. And I'm curious. I kind of tell where Sean is on this.
Well, I'm looking at the merch site at gremlingang.com, I think. The Gremlin University tee, I might put this in my cart.
That's pretty nice.
And I might get a 2XL just so my tummy doesn't.
Right,
you can adjust it.
Got to keep it covered.
And they said more Gremlin S. You can get like a wristband, crew socks, a lanyard. They got their AAU shorts for $50.
Yeah.
This is kind of genius. And in a world where the Savannah Bananas are selling out Major League ballparks, if you want to do this at a low level at AAU, and there's a good chance none of these kids are Division I athletes, this is fine.
It could be, yeah.
As long as the parents are cool with it.
So the video's about a minute 17, and throughout the clip, they're making shots, they're dunking, they're good. Like, I wonder if this is what they're doing the entire game, or if this is just, I don't know, 20% of the time or something.
It seems
doing
like,
this.
Based on, because I've watched some of their YouTube channel and stuff, they're doing this all the time. Now, the problem is, like, you know, you were saying they're kind of good. I don't know that you could get, you know, crappy basketball players to go out there and do bits and then get beat by 50. So they do kind of have to be somewhat good to be able to do this and not look like absolute clowns. But, yeah, I do kind of wonder if, you know, some of them did want to go play collegiate basketball if their potential head coaches would be turned off by this a little bit. Because I did see one of the kids in the video, I forget his name, but he is already getting like Division I offers.
I don't think this will drive coaches away. And they're young. Like we said, this could be 8th grade, 9th grade, something like that. Like they're still playing high school basketball too. This is just an AAU league. It's kind of, it looks
a
lot like
the
N1
scouting goes on, man, more than high school.
That's true.
But if you get more video out there, maybe you do get noticed. So there is some upside. Like you said, one kid's getting D1 offers. Maybe he's not getting that with a traditional boring AAU squad.
And they might be playing for other teams also. And if you're doing this and you're dancing and you're hip thrusting and grabbing the phone, you still have to be good. And they're good enough to, without knowing the kids, with just seeing a minute 17 video.
One kid's crab walking to get back on defense.
Like, you think that they would be good enough to flip the switch to where whenever they're playing a legit basketball game, they can ball and they can do this. And it's fun. It's entertaining. And I'm like you. I want the shirt.
Do you think
the Toronto Raptors looking jersey?
When there's like 20 seconds left and they're down by two, coach has to tell the team, all right, look, don't fart on the basketball on this. Let's just try to actually win the game here. Let's focus. Nope. Yeah. Sorry, coach. Nope, kicks the ball into the net.
He just deep snaps it to the center to try to throw an alley-oop.
I think that's the difference, too, in the Bananas thing is the guys that play on the Savannah Bananas are at the end of their career, seemingly, because they know they're not going to go anywhere else. Whereas these kids, could potentially still have basketball in front of them. So I would be curious to see, what collegiate people think about it.
But they might get 30 of my dollars, though. So in the end, if this is just a moneymaker,
yeah,
good for them.
Are we kind of tired of the Bananas by now?
No.
Is it just me?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they're fine with what they are. I mean, you have to seek them out.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
that was like 2 weeks ago.
And what they do is entertaining. I just feel like we see them all the time now. On like their stuff gets put out on social media. I'm like, okay,
coming to Frisco this summer.
The same bit. I get it. It is what it is.
You're selling out.
Tired of it.
Okay.
Like it's okay. It's baseball. Maybe that makes me old man baseball.
They can get off your lawn.
The Bananas can get. It was fun when we first learned about them. I'm like, okay. And they're super popular. They're making money, all for it.
You're talking about Jay King's favorite sports
franchise. Does that surprise you at all? It is so Jay King.
Not in the least. The Gremlin University.
I'm a fan of Gremlin University. Where's this based out of?
That I haven't been able to find either. I don't know. There's not a whole lot about them. I'm hoping as they get brought to the light here, we'll learn more about Gremlin University. I've seen like the guy that runs it, that kind of runs the AAU organization, I guess, and he looks exactly like a guy who's perfectly fine making some money and just having fun. But I don't know. I'm very curious to see if maybe this can take off and if they can land like a Cooper Flag to play for him or something.
Yeah, and really all it is with the AAU circuit, it's about exposure.
Yeah,
and we're talking about them. Yeah. Nobody's talking about a AAU team in Connecticut that there's a future five-star player playing for. So if they see, the next Cooper Flag or whatever, they see this, it's like, okay, I don't know if coaches are going to go watch this game, but if I play here, my stuff's going to be on the internet.
Yep.
The kid with the dreads, people are talking about him. People know him. So it's just getting your name out there and getting scholarships.
That kid might have too much attitude, though.
I love that kid. I want to know what this kid's name is. Look at him. Take it to the basket.
Every three is a one-legged fade, which is pretty amazing.
This kid's probably like 5'7".
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's tiny. Kid's tiny.
They've got 366,000 followers on Instagram, so pretty big deal.
More than us.
Yeah, more than you. More than me, too. I'm not Air Jordan is the, I guess that's the coach's name. Not so Air Jordan.
Yeah.
Is the head coach. Let's follow this. We'll see. We'll
get
check
on the
in.
Show.
Yeah,
Let's
we'll
go.
Check
Keep
in.
Tabs.
We'll check in every year or so and see if they have any Division I athletes.
All right, so that is what's going on the internet.
I love it. I love it. You can hear that every week at 12:30 on the Invasion during non-basketball season.